Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic health share ministry to provide an affordable health sharing program rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthshare.com. CMF Curo. Healthcare fully alive.
Hi, and welcome to Coffee and Pearls, 15 minutes of wisdom for Catholic moms. I'm Sterling Jakewith, and today I want to talk about the importance of community and how stinking hard it is to get. So I think we've seen it all over the internet, right? Community is important. We know deep down that we've lost something. We've lost the sense of community that we used to have, especially in our neighborhoods, right? And we see this all the time on Catholic blogs and in Catholic Facebook groups. And yet, here I am as this deeply extroverted person. I'm very unbusy. I have free time all the time. I'm super friendly. If I meet you in person, I would invite you over for coffee. If you asked me to hang out, I would say yes. And yet, here I am, and I still find that it's extremely hard to build community. And I'm talking real community, the deep kind that fills this longing that we're talking about, that we have deep in our souls. And here's the thing. I've been to some church groups where the kids played games and ate snacks. I hate snacks, by the way, but that's all right. And the moms there were so nice. Every single one of them was nice. But we barely had time to build deep friendships above the noise and the chaos of all these little kids running around. Then I started a little flowers group, which was also filled with amazing families. This is not a people problem. Like, I like all the people that I meet, but it was kind of the problem with the way that it was set up. And I don't know if all little flowers groups are set up this way, but ours was such that one mom led the group, all the kids sat down, that mom gave the lesson and the craft, and the girls giggled a lot, but I'm pretty sure my daughters couldn't tell you the names of the other girls in that group, right? So they basically kind of sat next to each other and did all this stuff, but it didn't build friendship for the girls. And the moms, we kind of had to stand around watching them because they needed just enough of our help that we couldn't be in a completely different room. Because I kind of thought maybe we could do a Bible study at the same time that they were doing that, but that's not how it played out. And here's the thing, community is not just being in a room together. So I understand when moms attend some of these organized events, they don't find what they're looking for, and then they decide that it's not worth, you know, dressing the kids, desperately trying to brush their hair, coercing everybody in the car, and usually blowing someone's nap time to get there, right? This also happened to me in a Fabulous Endow group I was at, and these were top Catholic women, right? I loved the Endow studies. The women were great. But over time, they just got busier and busier and stopped coming. So we'd always start out with 20 people and kind of end up with four is kind of how it went. I think I went through five different studies with them. And so, you know, let me just say, in case you can't tell, there's no problem with the people that I've encountered in any of these groups. In fact, I'd say it's because I was so aware that these people were fabulous that I was frustrated that I couldn't seem to break in on a deeper level with them. So here's what I think we need. And I'm just guessing, right? And really what I'm saying, this is what I think I need. I think we need a little less structure and a little more bravery to have deep conversations. I think we need to be willing to talk about what we're struggling with. I think we need to connect with each other on a real level. And here's the kicker. I think we need to pray for each other. I don't mean share what we're struggling with like, let's create clubs dedicated to complaining, right? Because we've done that too. We're doing that. We're doing that even on the playgroup level, right? Where we kind of get together, and while you've got squirming kids, we're like, ugh, life is so hard. Woe is me. Let me spew it all out. And in a way, we kind of compete for worst husband or worst in-laws or worst kid problems. We don't even mean to do it. It just happens, right? And I am the worst at this, you guys. I'm so bitter about my parents and natural family planning that it's so easy for me to just kind of complain about that, right? So I'm throwing myself in that ring. But sharing is important. We just have to do it in a better way, a more thoughtful way. I think we need to share in such a way that we can actually give each other real suggestions and to pray for each other. And we have to create space for this, where we kind of know that we're going to be talking about what we're grappling with, and then we're going to pray out loud for each other, because prayer is so powerful. And I really miss my Protestant days where I never left a room without someone praying for me, right? And they would put their hand on my shoulder and say, you know, Lord, I just want to lift Sterling up and pray that she finds some healing in her marriage, that you would give her strength to struggle with some of her food addictions, and that you give her the grace to be a calm mother. It is so hard not to feel really uplifted by that. And it makes you feel so connected. Whew, it's making me emotional. Shaking enough. All right. To that end, I've made a study for you. Okay? It's completely free. It's not fluffy at all. And in fact, I would say that if you're not prepared to find deep relationships and be vulnerable about yourself, then this study probably isn't for you. Okay? I know some friends who are really private, and they would probably not like this. And that's okay. I don't make things that appeal to everyone. I make things that appeal to me, and I hope that there are enough of you that agree. I like doing deep work together with my friends. And recently I learned I also really like mimosas, okay? I went to a play date the other day. Let me back up. I recently had a baby, and I had a friend come over to my house, and she brought me a bottle of champagne, which I thought was just like the coolest you just had a baby gift. And I think I'm going to give that to women from now on when they have a baby. And she said, just congratulations. And it felt so sparkly and special because having a baby is something really fun to celebrate. And I don't know, this bottle of champagne just made me really feel bubbly and excited about having that baby. So I took this bottle of champagne to a play date at my friend's house. I told her in advance, and she had some orange juice. And I found that we kind of ended up hanging out while the kids were playing. We didn't have a lot of structured activities, right? That's what I like about play dates at people's houses versus play groups at churches that are a little more structured. And so, you know, we had a mimosa, and it was so simple, but it just felt great. I felt like an adult. I felt like I was there to see my friends instead of just chasing the kids. She had a nice kid house, so I wasn't too worried about it. It was pretty well kid-proof. And we had some really good conversations. And they were impromptu conversations, but they were great. Now, I am not saying that you need alcohol by any means to get together and create community. This was just an example recently of where I thought, wow, this was just like one drink and we hung out, very little structure, and we talked about some real things. And here's where I think sometimes we're going wrong. I think we're trying so hard to create community that we end up creating this really sterile atmosphere, which is kind of the opposite of what we need. You know, when we gather in someone's living room and it's been perfectly cleaned, and everyone's hoping that we can do the Endow study, but the kids in the next room aren't going to bother us. Or we pull out studies and they take a full hour to read and then discuss, sometimes up to 2 hours. Then when things go squirrely, and they will, we feel stressed. and we don't feel connected either to the material or to each other. And when we don't feel connected, the stress doesn't feel worth it, right? Or we just throw out really shallow answers to the questions. I've seen that too, where there'll be a question and we'll just kind of throw out the answer you ought to throw out, right? Like, well, I always encounter Jesus in adoration. That's so important. Totally true. Nobody would disagree with that, right? But what we really need to say is, why do I skip my adoration week all the time? Why am I too tired? Why do I not think it's more important than other things? Why won't I get up and do it early in the morning or on a Saturday? I'm struggling, ladies. How do you do it? Because we all struggle with different things, and so we all have solutions to different things. So your friend might be a rock star at hitting her adoration hour every week, but maybe she's struggling with, you know, spending $5 at Starbucks 3 times a week. And I think that's what's I'm hoping that's what's powerful about this study that I wrote, is that it doesn't have watered down questions. It has real tough love questions, and it beckons you, it draws you out of yourself to share your struggles and your own screw-ups. Because if you can't admit to your friends that your Netflix problem is dragging you down, no wonder you feel lonely, like you don't have any real community. If you can't say that your Target habit is getting out of control because your marriage feels so painful right now, then you're going to keep carrying that cross alone. And we have to be able to say things like, my marriage is so painful right now, and know that that doesn't mean we're going to get divorced. That's the whole, I mean, we're Catholic. We're not going to do that. But I need you to help me right now. I need you to pray for me. And if you've got any suggestions, a book suggestion, an awesome counselor, tell me. Because we're hiding the real stuff. You know? It's so easy for me to share, oh, I'm struggling homeschooling my kiddo while my 2 or 3 year old is being difficult. How do you do that, right? That's a safe problem to share. Still a good problem to share. I shared that the other day and someone had a great suggestion. But again, that's a safe problem to share. It doesn't quite scratch the ones that are keeping me up at night or feel so painful in my gut like I just got punched, right? We have that kind of pain. And oftentimes that's the kind of pain we're not talking about with our friends. And perhaps not even, again, because we're not willing, but because the atmosphere is wrong. God did not intend for you to carry these crosses on your own. Christianity is a community faith. It has always been a community faith. We are called to live out our faith together. And maybe it's just me, but I'm a little tired of us thinking that we have to be prim and proper at Martha Stewart-like gatherings for this to count, okay? I need a little more grab some store-bought muffins and have a mimosa in my kind of tidied but not super clean house type of gatherings. We need to feel comfortable seeing each other without makeup or showering. We need to talk about real issues that we're struggling with. We need to share things that have worked for us in the past. And we have to, and that part of that is just admitting that we've needed help in the past, right? I've overcome a lot of difficult things, and I like sharing those with women who are in that place right now. Because I'm willing to say, yeah, you know, when I first became a mom, I really struggled with being lonely and confused, and I wish I was working because that was way more fun, and then I had money and I got to wear cooler clothes, but I want to stay home with this kiddo. And I feel this tension. And then I tried to throw myself into photography. And I was like, I'll just start a photography business on the side. Well, that is also not very easy with a one-year-old, you know? And I can speak to these things. We need to normalize these struggles. And we need to help each other. And we need to pray for each other. So here's my study. It's called James and Avila. Because it uses awesome quotes from St. Teresa of Avila, and verses from my favorite book of the Bible, the book of James. And the study is about detaching yourself from the world and trusting in God. It's about getting really hard on yourself about where you're sinning and finding peace in the power of prayer. It has 8 lessons, so you can either do it as a 4-week study, 2 at a time. Sometimes I feel like a shorter study is better for moms, right? We're like, you know, I can do 4 weeks. I'm in. So I wanted it to be like that. But you could also do it as an 8-week study and do them 1 at a time. You can do it alone, or, as my very long rant in this episode suggests, in a group with your friends or people who may not be friends yet. I guarantee people around you want community. You could just grab 8 people at Mass and say, do you want to come to my house Wednesday at 9? I'm not even going to clean it for you. And that's how good of friends we're going to be, right? You can do it in person as a group, or you can start a private Facebook group. It's so easy to do that. You say start a group, and then you add people in it, and you make it private. And then you archive it when this is done. Super easy. Okay? At the end of each lesson, I have a bravery challenge. And this is optional, and that's really important. You can't force people to be vulnerable, but this bravery challenge asks you to reach deep inside and share some hard things, but then also it allows the group to know what you're going through and to pray for you. And I really also want to challenge all of you to pray out loud for each other and to pray for each other after you leave that meeting throughout the week. Because there is real power in that, ladies, but we've got to be praying for the real stuff. So again, it's free. It's on my website. If you're on my email list, I'm going to email it out. You'll have it. I think we need more free resources to just meet us where we're at. I don't think community should have a high bar of perfectly cleaned houses or Pinterest snacks or quiet children or big financial investments. And so I really hope you love this. And if you do, I will make more with more themes, and I like this idea of kind of pairing a book of the Bible with a saint. Now, I've designed it so that it doesn't have any homework, but then I recommend, for this one specifically, you know, really reading the book of James over and over and over again during this study, and then, you know, if you're feeling ambitious, also reading The Interior Castle by St. Teresa of Avila. So, I hope you love it. I can't wait to see what you guys say. Thanks for hanging with me. I hope you feel inspired to start a community where you're at, a real community, because Catholics should live in community together. Thanks so much for listening to Coffee and Pearls, and have a blessed day.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.